All right, we are going to get started with our post-race media availabilities here at Dover Motor Speedway. We are now joined by the winning crew chief of tonight's NASCAR Cup Series race here at Dover. That's Chris Scale. Chris, if you would just take us through your race from your perspective, especially those last three laps through the multiple double overtimes.
Yeah, that was tough on the heart and the my ticker was struggling to let everything go there and just watch it, you know, because at that point I'm just a fan like you guys at that point. I would say we had a top two, top three car all day. We were probably better on the long runs, and we kind of, you know, not that much interesting until we got to that spot where the caution came out after the last green flag cycle, right? And you kind of have to make a decision on, we got eight laps on tires, the 20 and the three were going to benefit from that caution, and they were far enough ahead of everybody, they're going to take four and probably come out in front of us. I wasn't sure what the nine was going to do, but we were having a conversation, me and the engineers on the box, about what to do. And I think we all, you know, completely agreed that, like, the way we win the race today is to stay out and get clean air. Eight lap older tires isn't ideal, but this is the one opportunity we have to do it, you know. And then it's just a matter of, okay, was the rain going to come in time, you know? And then once we kind of held the 20 off for 25, 30 laps there, we're like, okay, well, let's hope the rain doesn't come and let's get to the end of this race so we don't have multiple green white checkers. And then, you know, it rains and you sit there and you're like, okay, well, this is great. I get an hour for my tires to cool off. So everyone's tires are going to be cool. So I'm probably not going to be as big a detriment as if we had just gone back green flag racing with only three or four caution laps to let my tires cool and guys had cool ones behind us. This will probably get more guys to stay behind us and have a few more buffers. And then we, you know, the wreck start there with the 20 underneath us. And I don't even remember what the second one was. But, you know, then you're like, oh, gosh, now we got the 19 with right side tires underneath us. And I wasn't sure if we would hold off the 19 in that scenario restarting below us. But, you know, I give kudos to Denny, right? Like, when you get him in the situation where he's got the ball in his hands and it's time to go win the race, he finds a way to do that most times when he's sitting there in that situation. And that's what we've talked about was, you know, at this point we got three wins. What is another, if I pit for four tires or pit for two tires, I come out fourth behind the nine and we're going to run third probably. We'll probably get the three. But unless something exceptional happens, we're not going to pass those cars. So we need wins. So how can we manufacture some way to give ourselves more opportunity for that to happen? You know, it might not pan out, but we definitely weren't going to do it doing the same thing as everybody else. So that was kind of our train of thought there, and thankfully it worked out, and we held on.
Well, Chris, congratulations. We'll go ahead and open it up to questions now. We'll start here in the front, and we'll work our way around.
Zach Attan's ready, kickingthetires.net. We saw a little bit of water on the front stretch, of course, after that red flag. Was there any, what were the discussions with you and Denny? Did he see anything? Did you have any concerns going into it?
I had a few concerns going into it. He said a few things over the radio. We had talked about it, like, before he went and got back in the car when he was on the pit box and had kind of looked. There was some just down from our pit box, like at the 34-19 pit box, a couple in front of us, that was coming across the racetrack pretty good. And then there was some back a little closer to the restart zone. You know, they had used some sort of kitty litter putting up near the wall, like pouring backside of the wall, looked like it was coming out. So we were definitely concerned about it, but I think that and he was saying something and I said something to my official, but it didn't matter. We were going, so we had to move on and not focus on that and focus on what he needed to do.
Additional questions for Chris? Okay, we'll go to Kelly.
Kelly Crandall, racer.com. Chris, it's been a while since the third one, right? So first off, how nice is it to just get back into a rhythm with this team over the last couple weeks and then get another one on the books?
Yeah, you might laugh at this, but when we did our team meeting today, and, you know, we kind of, one guy always kind of dismisses the team meeting with some sort of saying or whatever, and ours was oval racing today. That's what we were all excited about, going back oval racing, right? Which we had a great, you know, Chicago race, but not a very good Sonoma race for us at all, right? So we were ready to get back oval racing, and then I think that's the thing for us is, remind me, where have we not been good except for North Wilkesboro? I'll give you that one at ovals this year, that we haven't been a top 3, 4, 5 car. I think all of them pretty much. So, I feel good about ovals right now.
After the first win at Martinsville, you spoke a lot about how much that meant to you, maybe a weight off your shoulders and everything coming into this position. So to now have four through you know, the first half of this season. What does that mean to you? Do you breathe even easier now as you keep adding them on?
I think you get the first one and you're like, okay, this is what I expected, but it's now nice to have it solidified. And then I think as you get more, you want more, right? We're all greedy people, right? We all want to win. And so as we start to get more, I'm like, five would be nice. Six would be nice. Where do you draw the line, right? But still, you just take them every week at a time, right? And then you get yourself in the situations like I talked about today where we have the pivot. Are we going to try to win today's race, or are we going to take the third place? If you're racing in the playoffs, that might be a different scenario. But for us today, the win is what's going to help us more in the playoffs than anything else. So even if we get wrecked out, you know, as long as the opportunity is realistic, you know what I mean? You're not going to go do something way outside of the lines. But, yeah, I don't know. It's good to have four. I'm happy, obviously. Happy for the guys, too, right? Like, I talked about that before. You know, they didn't have to accept me completely coming in, and they have and have embraced it. And I think the guys are all having a really good time.
Before we continue here, we've obviously also been joined by Joe Gibbs Racing Team owner, Joe Gibbs. Coach, before we open it up to media, I'll ask you the same question I asked Chris. If you would just take us through, especially the last part of the race there as we're battling, you know, between the weather and the double overtime.
Yeah, I can honestly tell you this is all over the place today. And we love coming here. We had sponsors all day long. It's a huge deal for this part of the country, and we just appreciate that so much. Appreciate Chris, all he's done there. Denny's just after it, you know, to think about where he is in his career, how hard he works at it. His leadership means so much to us. Like tomorrow, we meet at 2:00. We have our competition meeting, and he's in there. The rest of the guys are young, and he's kind of leading the way in so many different ways. I just really appreciate him. And when you think about the fact that he's been here now 18 years, appreciate Toyota, just a great partnership. They're there with us every step of the way. And it really, really, truly is one of those rare partnerships that you go through the highs and the lows, but just really appreciate them. And so I talked about hanging that banner tomorrow. I really appreciate everybody back at the race shop, because as Chris knows, those guys are after it. They do so much to get us across the country and all the different places, coming back for Sonoma and everything that we have to do to get up here. Just really appreciate them. So Lord's blessed us with great team, and I just really appreciate it. It was great for Chase, again, two in a row, and for Bass Pro, that's a huge deal. Progressive, I left a message for him, and I said, you guys have the magic touch. So Progressive was in there, and it was great getting Ty, you know, in the fifth spot there. So it's been an exciting finish to the race, really.
We'll go back to questions from the media. Before we continue, do we have any final questions for Chris? Okay, we'll start right here.
Patrick Cass at Delmarva Sports Network. Chris, what was the challenge of having a new tire today with no laps on the track yesterday, and did you notice anything different from your seat?
Yeah, not really. Obviously, you know, we do a lot of simulator work and prep, but when you don't have any track time, that's all you've got, right? And you make a lot of assumptions when you do some of that stuff. But thankfully, you know, we've had this kind of a left side tire change at some other racetracks this year. You know, the right side, I think, was a construction change. So we kind of have some information to go back to. We didn't feel like it would be that different. We thought the pace would be a little faster, even though the temperatures were up. So it kind of offset each other and was very similar pace to last year. You know, we kind of questioned how much the tires were going to wear. But, you know, once we got through that first 35 lap run and saw all the wears, it honestly wasn't much different than last year. And I think that kind of settled us down. We're like, okay, this is going to be very similar to last year. Not anything new to expect there.
Okay, we'll go to Dan. And then Jeff, or was it? Sorry, we'll go right here. Yep, and then to Jeff.
Hey, Martin Franktel, or News Journal. Is for Chris. When you mentioned earlier that, you know, with Denny, if you put him in a situation where he's got the ball in his hands, he finds a way to win the race. How important is it to have that mentality, especially at a track like this here at Dover?
Yeah, I mean, it's critical, right? Like, some guys will shy away from that moment. Some guys will embrace it, right? And I think that that's the one thing that, you know, in the offseason when we had a conversation, we really had this after Vegas where I kind of could have been more aggressive in the situation. I probably still had my mindset of let's get the best finish for the day. And we talked a lot about, like, you know, in his opinion, give me more opportunity to win the race. I don't care. I think I told you guys, another fifth, another 10th, another 12th for me doesn't do a whole lot for my career, but a win makes a big difference, you know, and then we're going to have enough wins to get in the playoffs, so let's stack that. So I think, you know, just our conversations like that have empowered me more to put him in that situation, and he wants to be in that situation to be able to have a win, and I think that's what happened today.
Okay, we'll go to Jeff.
I have one for each of you. For Chris, Cliff Daniels was telling Larson on the radio that he heard you guys were close on fuel and he was surprised. What was behind that?
Not close. I mean, if he was listening, we probably, you know, were close at different times saving fuel, but it was also that the one can stops we had, we didn't have to go to two cans during a stop or something like that. We were good for probably another, for sure, one more green white checkered, maybe two. So it wasn't any concern. I think maybe he just took more out of what I was probably saying to Denny about saving in certain scenarios earlier.
Gotcha. Okay. And then for Coach, Chase Briscoe was talking about how important it was for him to make sure he didn't wreck Denny or, you know, wreck two of your cars. And how, you know, if it wasn't a teammate, he could have gone.
Thank goodness for that.
Yeah. I mean, you know, obviously, what's your mentality there when you see two of your cars, you know, hanging on the door and going all out for a restart? How nervous are you?
I think I've said this to you guys numerous times. The most uptight I get is when two of our cars are up there going for it, because so much can happen. And, you know, we've had instances where it hasn't gone well, and it's taken us 2 months to get the guys to talk to each other. It can really, really hurt what you're building, the teamwork part of it. And that's so critical when our sport is totally different. You got four cars trying to solve problems, and having them work together, teamwork-wise, really is important. But when we get to the racetrack, everybody's after it. They're on their own. They want it for their sponsor. And we understand that. It's racing, and we go for it. There's no deals. And so, but it is something that you think about a lot. I do.
Any additional questions? Okay, we'll take one final question back here.
Tim Moore, Motorsports. Say this one's actually for Coach. Three top fives today, and Ty also advanced in terms of the bracket. Just how excited are you for your grandson after the kind of year he's had to put himself in a chance to raise $3 million?
Well, I really appreciate everybody that's on that team. There's some people there that we got off to a terrible start. It was awful. And I had people on that group that came to me encouraging me, ideas for me after it. I think they care for Ty. And it just was a huge deal. And we've added a lot to that team, as you guys know. And so when you see somebody go through some real tough stuff like that, and this sport will really measure you, you know. But those guys have fought back. Our pit crew there, those guys did a great job today. And they have been there through the first part of the year when nothing went right. There was nothing went our way. And so you appreciate those guys just kept fighting. I appreciate that. And so for us to get to this point, we still got a long ways to go because we've got to win to probably get in the chase. But it was a huge deal today, and they fought their guts out at the end.
And this question goes for both of you guys. What does it tell about your organization when you guys have a weekend where there's no practice, no qualifying, you have a wacky situation here on the race Sunday, to just step up to the occasion and get yourself in a position to be ready from the start of the race to the end where you guys had really dominant cars?
Yeah, that's probably a good one for Chris. Yeah. All I do is pray on race day.
That's what I was doing at the end, Coach. I was mimicking you. That's all I could do. You know, honestly, We kind of looked forward to that. I don't think the earlier question asked about the, you know, the tire and everything, but no practice, we look at that as an opportunity, right? Like if you go to pre-COVID racing and then post-COVID, right? We started all those races with no practice session, right? Those were opportunities where the first runs of the race were, that's where the most passing happened. We could distinguish ourselves from the other guys, right? You could have guys who missed it and guys who hit it, right? And somebody come through the field. And then once we had three pit stops, it would lock down and passing would become harder and harder because all the cars got the balance closer and the drivers figured it out. So that's how we looked at this morning's opportunity, right? We had an opportunity to be better than someone. And us starting 13th, that was what we had talked about, was like, okay, we think we have the process we use to get the starting set up, the way Denny's bought into using simulation, doing a lot of that work with us, we think we're going to have what we need run one, and we hope others don't, because they may not take the same process and have the same tools and all to do that. So that, I think that's the key for us. We were looking forward to it.
All right, we actually have one last question right here in the front.
This is for Coach Derek CW, but we're based out of D.C., so I have to ask you a football question real quick. Just the success that the Commanders had last year getting to the NFC Championship game and then looking forward to this season, just how proud and happy have you been with the team?
I think everybody that pulls for the Commanders, or in the old days, Redskins, everything in my house is Redskin, but, you know, honestly, it's great. It's great to see that organization, what they've done, and to see somebody like Jaden jump in there. There's a lot of great stories there, and it's a hugely important deal. I was fortunate to coach there, because in D.C., that football team is important. You know what I mean? It's a big deal. And so I just appreciate it a lot. So thank you for bringing that up. But we'll be pulling for the Commanders.
All right, gentlemen, thanks so much for coming in, and congratulations.
Thank you.